breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
I get a laugh every day on my way to work.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
That it is. Good morning, everybody. It's the second day of April. Yes, we're almost at Friday. Let's have a look at what's making news around the place today. As your little eyes come awake in the dark this morning, and remember, Saturday night we put our clocks back 1 hour. Major news stories of the day is the government is looking to get retired health workers back into the system and encouraged to return to the health system while the coronavirus crisis is on. So they're talking about doctors, nurses, pharmacists coming back to the health system. You'll hear more about that today. Also, doctors could be flown onto those stranded cruise ships to test people. Health authorities advise we must continue social distancing. And the stats on the Mid-North Coast, 41 people on the Mid-North Coast have COVID-19. Five of the 26 confirmed cases in the Port Macquarie-Hastings local government area have an unknown source of infection. 41 people. So it's not skyrocketing. You're doing a great job, Mid-North Coast, but we've got to keep it up. For the finance officials and fans, I can tell you the Dow Jones is down 864 points. In sport, it's finally come out. Wimbledon has been cancelled for the first time since World War II due to the virus, leaving both fans and tennis champions devastated. And in the NRL, the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs have cancelled the playing contracts of Jaden Ockenbow and Corey Harawira-Naira after the NRL deregistered the disgraced duo. And I think everybody's going here. In racing, of course, locally, the Gallops are at Taree on Saturday with a day meeting. And coming up on the show today, plenty happening, including all the trash, all the goss in Strawny Leaks. I've got news, a funny story, actually, on Larry David, Sylvester Stallone and his family. And we're going to talk about maths. Yes, I will give you a grab that'll make you cringe, just like the show. Now, in what's trending today, we're going to talk about how you can get your hands on some gym equipment if you can't go to your gyms. And we really feel for those people that are in the gym industry. My goodness me. This will end. It will get better. And people are going to flood back to you. But at the moment, people are going to look for other ways to exercise in their hour out of the homes. And I've got a good idea for you, all right? Also, we'll check the Mid-North Coast today and play the menu quiz. I love doing this every Thursday. We do it thanks to our great friends at Chop and Chill, where you can get the curbside delivery. Yeah, a great takeout menu there from Chop and Chill, and a $50 voucher. We get two of you on the line, and you have to buzz in before you answer the question in our general knowledge quiz. The thing is, though, your buzzer must be something off the Chop and Chill menu, and I love getting funny items off the menu for you to yell out before you buzz in with your answers. You can win $1,000 on the birthday balls today. I think this might be the last day of the birthday balls. The renovation of the Triple M wheel is almost complete. But if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Michael Clark, David and David Ferrer. Also today, we say a very good morning to all our fruit shop proprietors, our butchers and bakers around the Mid-North Coast. The local business is doing a great job. We really appreciate what you're doing, along with our, of course, hundreds and thousands of healthcare workers who are, of course, the backbone of our recovery. Good on you, folks. It's 5 past 5. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, playing the greatest hits and winding up the 5:30 triple play with the Electric Light Orchestra, Evil Woman, Savage Garden, and oh, I love Transvision Vamp. I want your love. Why don't you tell us what you really think? Yeah. It's 11 to 6, bluey after 6 with all today's fishing news. And the menu quiz around 7:45. Yes, that's the funny quiz where we give people items off the Chop and Chill menu. And remember the curbside pickup? Yes, you can get the takeaway. Beautiful from Chop and Chill. And we give people buzzers that are off the Chop and Chill menu. So before they can answer the question, they have to yell out something. What was last week's? I think brisket curry. Wagyu chili, before they can answer. A $50 voucher coming up. Another one on the line at 7:45.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Bingley?
Today is gonna be a good day.
Well, for people of the Mid-North Coast, fast-tracking the opening of the new district, Maxwell District Hospital, is one of the options being discussed to prepare us for dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. Yeah, that's a big story. Lee telling us about that one. That is going to be fantastic news. I've had a bit of a look at the new place, actually. It is amazing. A morning to our Maxwell District Hospital staff on the way to work, doing a great job. Also, Kempsey Shire Council have reiterated that their holiday parks and nature reserves across the Shire are now closed, with holiday makers being asked not to visit. The New South Wales Government announced on March 31st that all non-essential travel to regional New South Wales towns and remote communities must be cancelled, and Easter holiday makers should indefinitely postpone their visits. The Writing for the Disabled group in Kendall is still looking for a new home. If you've got some acres, we can put you in contact with them. And big news through yesterday on the Ray Hadley Morning Show. Authorities say, yes, we can go fishing and, yes, we can go surfing in our hours exercise, but we must exercise social distancing. And the good news around the Mid-North Coast in particular, because normally they gouge the hell out of us, petrol prices are starting to drop. That's the Mid-North Coast today for Bing Lee. For all the latest entertainment and tech gear, plus a huge range of breakfast appliances and coffee machines.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet with Bluey Waters. Thanks to Watson's Caravans.
And Hastings Marine, and they're a good mob at Hastings Marine, and wow, they've got a great, and I do mean a fantastic deal on now for all their boats and bits catalogue, which is a cracker. G'day, Bluey Waters. How are you, Bluey?
Good morning, Shorty, and I'm well, thank you.
I can't see you, but I think you're there. I can hear you. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm over in the corner. Look, I'll wave my hand.
Yeah, good on you, Bluey. Excellent stuff. How do we go fishing-wise? Yesterday it was just the most beautiful day for people to get out and have their hour's worth of exercise.
Yes, and we didn't do too bad. We were at the beaches and we were throwing a few pillies around. We picked up some nice handy tailor. They're starting to come on now, the tailor, so that's good for the tailor fishermen. And also picked up a nice couple of quality brim too. The size of the brim were exceptionally good.
Well, listen, we had
a good day in the water.
If I was you, I'd focus more on the brim. Stinking old tailor. What are you doing?
I know. Yeah. I had the water carter in, what's your name? He used to have the water business.
Okay.
Yeah, and he had him in yesterday. He was asking how you were.
Okay.
He said he's going to get a few tailor.
I know. The great Leo. He brought him up the stairs. Leo's got the B&B near Bluey's. It's a beautiful joint too. And I hope, Leo, in that beautiful establishment you have there, imagine people coming in, Bluey. They have a look at that beautiful building. They're overlooking the river. I mean, the furnishings are fantastic in the place. They sit down for dinner and Leo walks in with a tailor. Wouldn't you just go, hello?
Oh, and they say, where'd you get this from?
They wouldn't.
He smokes it out the back, he does,
Jeff. No, listen, Leo, you can't serve poor people, Taylor. Come on. Yeah, they're going to a classy joint like yours and you serve that up? Come on.
Yeah, Taylor and eggs and chips for breakfast.
No. Now, just on that too, Blue, before we go into the fishing best bet for today, we know there's been a sort of a grey area with fishing and also with surfing. And I know Ray Hadley was trying to clear it up yesterday. This is what Ray had to say after getting clarification from the minister.
This is a complex issue. This one has come from the police minister.
Mm-hmm.
Police General Counsel advised me that recreational fishing is deemed passive exercise and therefore technically exempt. However, due to demands on police and marine rescue volunteers, I'd strongly discourage it on the water. The best option would be wharf fishing. Make sure everyone complied with social distancing regulations. Remember, this is not a punishment, it's to save lives. So while it could be deemed to be passive exercise, we've got restraints on the number of police and marine rescues on the water, and they prefer you to stay off the water if possible, although it's not illegal to do so, but they prefer you to stay off. So.
Well, that's good to get that clarification, Ray. That's excellent.
Mm.
So there you go, Bluey. So and we did. I read a warning out from Marine Rescue yesterday as well. Look, they're trying to look after their members as well. If you have to be out there, that's okay. They're still operational, but they would prefer you not to be. But you can still go for a fish.
Yes, isn't that great news? Passive exercising. I like that word. Yes.
Well, that's what
I'll be doing a lot. I'll be doing a lot of that today.
I might get you a T-shirt with PE written on it. That'll just be your new nickname, PE. The PE advisor.
Passive exercise.
Passive exercise. So there you go. That's cleared all that up. Now, today, I'm sorry, Blue, but the old northeast is going to be straight in your face today, blowing to about 25 knots. Bottom of the tide at 11. It's nice and calm outside at the moment. Where do you think we should go for Hastings Marine in their bargain boats bits catalogue?
Okay, well, just pass me my bucket and I'll pick out one of those balls.
Yeah, okay. Hang on, wait till I get it here. Here it is here.
Thank you very much.
Yep, there you go. Take that one.
Thank you very much. Oh, we're out to the estuary and we're trying for flathead on prawns or whitebait today.
Estuary
for flathead. Okay,
so how good's that? Okie dokie, right.
That's our species of the day. It's flathead.
Okay, all right. Now, how do you, just while we're talking about that, how do you like to set up for that? Because obviously it's a different type of rig you set up with a trace.
Yeah, it is. It depends on whether you're using whitebait or you're using just prawns, either a single hook or a three-little gang hooks. I've been using about a 14-inch trace, probably about 12 to 14-pound line, and then to a swivel, and then to my main line with a very small ball sinker. I basically try to make the ball sinker smaller than the bait, right, so that basically I'm casting and letting the bait float around.
Okay, well, there you go. That sounds fantastic, Louis.
Yep.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, in the NRL, the Dogs have, the NRL has deregistered Ockhambara and Harawira Naira. That was the news out of there. But the big news is about Todd Greenberg. He'd have to be gone, Louis. He would have to be gone. I mean, he was on the way out anyway, but then he wants the players to take the big 70-something percent pay cut, and he only took a 40%. He's had three different stances, and he's backtrack on the other two, and he's now taking the same as the players.
It's not good, is it? Not even good for the games.
Yeah. I tell you what, he's lucky the ARU's got Raylene Castles. That's all I can say, because it takes a bit of the pressure off him. But
that's right.
Dear, oh dear. But both sports are absolutely hemorrhaging at the moment, and it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. And we know it's not going to last forever, but what about the Tangalooma Island exercise, Bluey? I could see disaster written all over that. I really could.
you imagine all these players in one compound, you know.
No.
They don't get on well in the ground. They don't get on well
in 100 metres. That's right, the 100 metre field. How are they going to go on an island?
That's right.
But I could see if they could advance, if they're playing on sand. See, this is what people were talking about, Bluey. Now, you know, you and I are ideas people. Now, with the Roosters with no spiritual home, right, the SCG number 2 gone, the football stadium gone, why don't we play on Bondi Beach?
Yeah, well, it's empty at the moment, so
This is what I'm saying, Louis. I can see that. I think that'd be absolutely fantastic to be playing on Bond. It's not being used at the moment.
Yeah, and look at and from the television point of view, look at the landscape, the background. You know, where you're playing, the ocean there in front of you. Fantastic.
And it puts variable.
Easy to mark out. I just don't know how you go with a white line.
No,
how long that would stay in place.
Well, you do it with your heel, Bluey. But the thing I like is a plot kicker. Now, what about a king tide, Bluey? Won't that sort of, they'll have to change their game, you know? They'll be, the blind side will be very short.
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it?
Anyway, Nick Politis, you talk about yourself ringing the Prime Minister to get rid of daylight saving. I'm going to try and get through to Uncle Nick. That's what I call him, you know, Uncle Nick. Good bloke, Nick.
Oh, of course you do, yes.
Say, listen, why don't we make Bondi Beach our home ground? Are you with me on this?
Yes. They call it the sand pit.
I think, you know, like they have the cauldron, just have this, the sand pit. I think you're right.
The sand pit.
Now, there's only one problem, Bluey. You haven't got Nick's number, have you?
No.
We better get out of here repeating. It's okay to have a fish. Social distancing is a priority. And if you're heading out today, where are we going, Bluey?
We're out the estuary. We're going to try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
A big cheers to you for tomorrow, Bluey. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
And when I see that, it's a tragic thing. It's a tragic thing.
For your electrical and small appliance superstore, Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hi, I'm Abby Smith. To COVID-19 facts first. The director of the World Health Organization is deeply concerned about the rapid escalation and global spread of the coronavirus. He says over the past week, deaths have doubled and we will reach 1 million confirmed cases and 50,000 deaths in the coming days. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says this is a crisis which has touched every aspect of our daily lives.
We should not see it from the public health part alone, but see it from the angle of what the consequences of these public health measures will be on the community and try to support our citizens.
Experts across Australia are trialling a range of measures to treat and vaccinate us against the virus. One drug that's showing early positive signs helping those who've been hospitalised is an anti-malarial called hydroxychloroquine. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt telling Nine it can now be used here.
I am confident that we will have a significant supply of hydroxychloroquine, which will be available if doctors wish to use them with patients who are in hospital. Those are the terms.
And Prince Charles has spoken of continuing to practice social distancing. The 71-year-old is recovering after testing positive to COVID-19, but says it's important for everyone to support each other.
At such an unprecedented and anxious time in all our lives, my wife and I are thinking particularly of all those who have lost their loved ones in such very difficult and abnormal circumstances.
Did you know 1 in 6 Australian children currently live in poverty? You can change the life of a disadvantaged Australian child through sponsorship. Search the Smith family to find out more.
In sport, Todd Greenberg has had a change of tune, confirming he'll take the same pay cut as the NRL players. They'll lose 75% for the rest of the year, while executives only cop a 25% sacrifice. But Manly veteran Joel Thompson says the CEO's been working harder than ever, while players have sat on the sidelines in recent weeks.
When we're at home here, doing our little workouts and we're not actually on the field, for us to get paid our full, we need to be out there playing games, entertaining people. That's our part of our job. They're probably doing 12, 14 hour days. Who knows what they're doing?
Speaking to Fox Sports there.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Clean and glassy conditions mean all the surfers are doing their 1 hour exercise this morning. We had a really beautiful workout yesterday. It was punching around that 23-24 degrees. You only really need board shorts, and it will be the same today. Now, the wind's going to stay offshore for the start of the day for the morning session if anyone's getting out there to exercise. And with a low tide around 11 o'clock, pretty much we're going to have waves really early in the morning. Wind's going to swing nor'easters later in the day, so head to those protected northern corners if you're going for a surf in the afternoon. Get out there, get that exercise in, I'll catch you.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Larry David has pleaded with people to stay home and watch TV so they don't end up hurting old people like me amid the coronavirus pandemic. Not me, Larry David. The Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld star who's 72 appeared in a video from the Governor of California's office encouraging people to practice safe distancing. Sylvester Stallone and his family must be big Tiger King fans. The Rocky hero and his wife Jennifer and daughters Sistine, Sophia and Scarlett decided to waste some quarantine time by playing dress-up, each transforming into one of the unbelievable characters from the Netflix series for their Instagrams. And Married with First Sight's Michael Goonan has explained his bizarre reaction to the cheating allegation that was levelled at his TV wife in last night's episode.
So is there any evidence of this?
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast with the Ray Hadley Morning Show around the country after 9 on 131873. It is the Spin Doctors there and two princes.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
And the newsman and I are looking at one of the most beautiful sunrises, Lee. We've seen it go from a mauvey, purpley, pinky red into orange now. How good is it? It'll be gone in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't last long, but you've got to make the most of it while you can. It is
it's beautiful just to sit there and sort of watch it while I'll listen to your dulcet tones over the radio.
You're very kind, Lee. You're very kind. There we go. Now, let's have a look at what is making news in the papers today. And that's the photo on the front page of the Telegraph. You better describe it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Pick up the telly this morning because it is basically a party of backpackers all in, you know, wouldn't be more than a 3 or 4 metre square space of area there. So clearly not adhering to the social isolation guidelines. A pack of imbeciles is what they're being labelled. Backpackers at Bondi and King's Cross have again been caught flouting social distancing rules and putting the lives of New South Wales residents at risk due to their uncaring attitude. Police were forced to shut down 3 backpacker house parties in Sydney on Tuesday evening. The state government's public health order banning social gatherings is continuing. This story, medics to the rescue. More than 40,000 experienced retired health professionals and a generation of final year medical students have been called upon to bolster our medical force to battle the deadly COVID-19 pandemic. More stories there in the Daily Telegraph. Meanwhile, in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline today, retired medicos get called to arms. Also talking about that story, as well as this one, ex-judges push for scrutiny of virus measures. A group of former judges is urging the parliament to set up a bipartisan committee to scrutinise the government's epidemic responses as it faces one of the longest shutdowns on record and hospitals struggle with shortages. Sydney's hospitals are struggling to cope with limited availability of critical protective equipment, with nurses at one clinic inadvertently told to break guidelines and reuse supplies.
Okay, there you go. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies, where the Powerball tonight is a measly, like it's pathetic. I'm only joking. It's still $3 million. That's still pretty good, Lee.
Sure, mate. Yeah.
That is still pretty good. Now, locally with you, some interesting stories out today. The number count at 41. Well done, Mid-North Coast. We're trying to keep a lid on it. It's going okay.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. 26 now for the Port Hastings. Concerns, though, with 5 of those cases having an unknown source of infection. So investigations continuing there. Coffs Harbour, meanwhile, up to 8. Kempsey, Bellow and Nambuckashire still with 1 to 4 cases. So, of course, with the Port Hastings having the most in our region with 26, it's sort of put into context by Mid-Coast just south of us. They've got 32, so quite a few more. A lot of people have been asking how many they've got. Also, that big story in the wake of the NRL trial game in Port, of course, we're talking about Bulldogs players Jaden Ockenbaugh and Corey Harawira Naira deregistered over that local schoolgirl sex story, and rightly so as well. It's pretty shocking one.
Sure
but,
is.
Those are the stories talking about locally this morning.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. The $3 million tonight. Good on you, Chris and Fee. It is 4 to 7. The Mid-North Coast traffic with Marina, and then we'll go to the newsroom for a full update. And Wayne Hutto with Beach and Surf Conditions on this cracking Triple M and the Ray Hadley Morning Show coming up after 9 on 131-873. It's Elton John's Kiss the Bride, which he did. What was the girl's name? Renata Blue, I think it was, back in 1984. It was amazing. That was the year we got married, too. So that's why I remember it. Hey, it's 11 past 7. We had the most beautiful sunrise this morning, and now it's a bit greyish with the blue background. It's still all right, though. We are expecting some showers later and rain tomorrow, apparently. Now, if you're waking up tired because you haven't got any sleep because your partner snores, get us the audio. You may walk away with a $900 betting package thanks to Harvey Norman in Snore to Score. Here's James's entrant from yesterday. Another finalist to be announced this afternoon. But how's this bloke? Fair dinkum.
In 2020, Triple M rocks the snores at the Mid-North Coast. It's Snore to Score. On offer, a $900 Harvey Norman betting package. Snore to Score. Thanks to Harvey Norman Betting, Port Macquarie.
Okay, time to share with you another Snore to Score finalist. This one has been submitted by Initials KA, and it's from her husband. It is a doozy. That is bloody terrible. Seriously, old mate's just gone in the middle of the TV blaring with what sounds like sport at a time when sport should be one of the most exciting things left in the world right now. It's a solid effort and potentially good enough to win $900 from Harvey Norman Betting in Port Macquarie. Keep your entries rolling in. Another couple of chances to win.
Triple M's What's Trending.
Okay.
For the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe, advanced deciduous trees now 40% off, but only while stocks last.
World. With gyms now closed, boot camps banned, and the likelihood of even tougher social distancing measures in the future, it's no surprise that many of us have been getting our hands on gym equipment. And surprisingly, you can get it at Bunnings. The home improvement chain's now selling workout gear via its online store, Market Link. Available are gym accessories like Adidas-branded yoga mats, resistance bands, and skipping ropes, as well as exercise machines. Now, Bunnings are selling a range of treadmills, elliptical machines, exercise bikes and rowing machines, all of which can be delivered to your home. Now, the store has cracked down on panic buying, with shoppers now restricted to a maximum of 4 items per person for cleaning and storage products, garden sprayers and batteries. But if you want to set up your home gym, Market Link may be the way to do it. And it also may get you into films, right, Arnie?
And I had a dream of becoming the greatest bodybuilder, and I had a dream to use bodybuilding as a means to get into films.
Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. It is Brass in Pocket there from the Pretenders at 19-8.
Thorny's menu quiz on Triple M. It's the twisted foodie version of The Chaser.
What's on the menu?
Yeah, what we do is we get two competitors up against each other, our Triple M listeners. The first to answer 3 questions correctly gets the $50 Chop and Chill curbside carry-out menu voucher. And first up, I've got Jill from Harrington. G'day, Jill. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, Jill. As you know, I select great things off their menu to be your buzzer. And today, Jill from Harrington, you are smoked brisket, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Smoked brisket. Okie dokie. Now I go to Len in Port Macquarie. Now, Len, your buzzer, you are steamed barramundi, okay?
Steamed barramundi, okay.
All right. Here we go with question 1. All right. What date is Anzac Day?
Steamed barramundi.
Smoked brisket. What do you think it is, Jill?
The 25th of April.
25th of April, of course. Jill's doing well. Question 2. What band was Boy George in?
Steam Barramundi.
Yes, Len?
Culture Club.
Culture Club. Oh, it's 1-1 here. It's an absolute cauldron this morning. All right. Stop laughing. Let's get on with this. What is the capital of New Zealand?
Smoked brisket.
Yes, Jill?
Auckland.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Steam Barramundi. Say Steam Barramundi.
Steam Barramundi.
What is the capital?
Wellington.
Wellington. No. What is Jill doing? Question 4. Who in sport is known as the Great White Shark?
Smoked brisket.
Steam Barramundi.
Yes, smoked brisket, Jill.
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman, we're at 2-2. And the final question, drum roll, please. Who sang the song... Quiet, Len, will you please? Who sang the song Take It Easy?
Steve Barramundi.
No, nah, Smoke Brisket.
Eagles.
The Eagles, yes! Len, you can't yell out, oh, no. You've got to yell out Steam Barramundi. What are you doing? Thanks for being a great competitor, though. Good on you, Len. Now, congratulations to Jill. Fantastic. You're our winner. Jill from Harrington, smoked brisket. That is one of the best menu quizzes we've done. The $50 voucher coming away, the curbside carry-out menu. We've got to support them. Chop and Chill. They're a good mob. More next week.
Strawny's menu quiz. Thanks to Chop and Chill. All day, every day, 7 days a week on the town green.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Strawny for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowling Club. On the other side of this, they're going to be back bigger and better than ever. Morning to all the staff and the directors and the members and guests. It's hard times, we know, but we're going to be back. We're going to be back. That's Madonna there and Open Your Heart. How about we open Mr. Producer's wallet? I love the thought of it.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel.
For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's see if we can give his money away, eh? Let's go. We go to Steve in Kempsey. G'day, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, mate.
What, are you working from home, Steve? You're still working? What's happening?
Still working, luckily enough, yeah.
Yeah, good on you, buddy. And as you say, lucky enough, there's so many people that aren't, and our thoughts are with them. Hopefully we get this thing over with shortly. Anyway, let's try and load you up with some Johnny Cash, Steve. What number ball?
I'm looking for 28, mate.
Number 28. All right, here we go. Put the mitt in there. I've got one of them, right? I've got a two, but that's it. Only number two. Sorry, Steve, can't give you the cash, but end of the month, we do the next draw for the Triple M gear that Taylor puts together in the really cool Triple M bag. You're in the running to win that. All the best, Steve.
All right, cheers, mate.
Thank you, buddy. Sorry I couldn't give away the cash away there, but now our March winner of the Triple M bag, which is very much sought after. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tom of Maxville. Good on you, Tom. We have the Triple M bag jam-packed full of goodies coming your way as the consolation prize. Good on you, buddy. Taylor will be in contact with you on how you can collect your bag, or we'll send it to you. Now, birthdays today, I can tell you, I know this bloke has an O on the end of his birthday next year, but not today. Chris Rose, well-known muso. And as we know, the musos are all struggling with the venues being closed. Chris, hope you're going okay. I know he's got a bit of a teaching gig as well. Chris, all the very best for today, and I'm sure the family and friends are going to spoil you. Good on you, champ. Also, one from yesterday, because I give myself an uppercut. All these social platforms I've got to check each day, and I'm old. Yeah, I've given myself an uppercut. Carissa Spohr was birthdaying yesterday. Carissa. From Dragon, Darren and Shiloh, I'm sure they would have spoilt you rotten yesterday, my dear, so I hope you had a lovely day. People that are birthdaying today, like Chris, are sharing their birthdays with former Australian cricket captain Michael Clark, tennis player David Ferrer and the great singer Marvin Gaye, all born on April 2.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131-873. It's a great Vance Joy there, great Aussie talent, and lay it all on me now. 16 past 8, news coming up at 8:30. The latest on the retired health workers being encouraged to return to the health system to help the growing numbers of health workers needed to help out with the coronavirus. And if you're a tennis player or tennis lover, Wimbledon, hello, they've finally cancelled it. A first time since World War II due to the virus, and further details of that coming up in the news. Also, a bit of correspondence to get through. Neil, Strawny, just want to mention to anyone who sees caravans and RVs driving through Australia at the moment, think before you judge or attack them for travelling in the midst of the pandemic. Remember that many of these people were in the middle of their trip when all this started. They didn't see it coming, and thousands of them are grey nomads whose retirement dreams have turned to terrifying. Many of them were far away from home when they heard the message not to travel, so stayed where they were. They bunkered down in camping grounds and parks to wait it out, thinking that staying put was the thing to do. Good thought, Neil, too. So to those people, we give our best wishes. And when this is all over, we want to see you back again to come to our beautiful part of the Mid-North Coast. Nice email. Thank you, Neil. Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss coming up next. Larry David, he's a funny bloke. Also, Sylvester Stallone, what are he and his family doing to combat boredom while they're at home? And I have some maths trash for you. Come on, you love it. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strawny for Brekkie for the Port City Bowler. Wrapping up what's been a very busy show, that is Roxette and Joyride. Ray after 9 on 131-873. Now, if you missed any part of the show, go to triplem.com.au, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Coming up on the show tomorrow, look out. We're going to have a look at what the latest news is, of course, from around the Mid-North Coast. And your last chance to play the Triple M birthday balls before we get the wheel back. Hey, if you're on the catch-up, listen to my great idea about where we should have the Roosters' new home ground. It'll be on the Facebook in a couple of minutes. It's interesting. Thank you.